Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 13th. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Pooya. How you doing, Pooya?
I'm doing better than you, Taryn. I hope you get some cold medication going after this. Everyone, wish Taryn well, because he's sick.
Yes, we are here to tell you all about the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds and everything that happened yesterday. And I am sick. I was sick Monday. I woke up sick Monday. I was getting better all week long. I swear to God, it's the twist. I get sick in reaction to the twist. And as the twist got worse, I got worse. My God. So
lethal.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that my voice was so shot until I started talking to Pooya.
It's good, man. You sound like a host at a lounge somewhere. It'll be a different experience today.
Yeah, I almost lost my voice on the podcast last night. And I wasn't even screaming about the twist. I was just regular talking. All right, well, let's get into the live feeds that we saw yesterday. Obviously, we saw the that abomination of a twist last night. We saw Erica go home, and we saw the start of the HOH competition. We can tell you that Derek has won the HOH. Derek will be deciding the nominations this week, Pooya.
Yeah, who would have thunk it? Who, if you put a gun to my head and said, who's going to win a question-based competition in Big Brother this season, Derek wouldn't have been on my list. I mean, kudos to the douche canoe for, you know, pulling one out. And what I saw on Reddit this morning was pretty funny. It was like BBCan 3 versus BBCan 6. Peely wins HOH. Peely's right-hand person wins HOH the week after. This season, Evil Peely wins HOH. Evil Peely's right-hand person wins HOH. So there are some parallels to draw here, for sure.
Yes. So Derek is our HOH, and Johnny, I think one of the reasons why Derek wins the question comp here is I think a lot of people were a bit shaken from what happened.
For sure. Like someone like Johnny definitely will out early. Ryan didn't even think he was going to be there. Enough people were shaken that Derek was able to get past it.
Yep. So Johnny, very shaken. Obviously, we saw that during the episode, and in a panic, he lies about his vote. He claims that he did not vote to evict Erica. And obviously, huge mistake. This is always a huge mistake unless you're like Steve Moses and you can pull it off. It's no good. And not that this would have changed much. Johnny was going to be the target regardless. And you know, this really isn't changing anything other than just Will kind of being annoyed. But it's not going to help him much here.
No, and I feel like you're right. It wouldn't have changed all that much either way. The problem being, which I want to like say, it was in the moment. Obviously, Johnny just boldface. Will's the first person he talks to, says no, and then decides, damn, I got to keep moving with this lie now. But, you know, think back to the Veronica Rogue vote. Will was mad about that, and Will wasn't even on the block there. So, of course, Will's going to be mad about it now. And then the house has been looking for anything to go after him with, and this is something that would be coming in handy. Because everyone knew. I mean, especially once you have that kind of reaction right after Erica's about to walk out the door, where you're talking to the HOH and you're all mad at them, it's obvious that you wanted them to stay. So, I think I loved what Kayla did last night in front of everyone. Like, well, you wanted Will to stay, right? Then if you want Will to stay, why wouldn't you do it? You would want to keep him, obviously. That's the only way it could have happened. I'm worried for Johnny, obviously, goes without saying. But I also think that was a bad move on his part to even lie. Because, like, it would have been no harm to just say, yeah, it was me. I was one of two. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Johnny broke under the pressure here, and hard to see a way out for him in this situation. We discussed this last night. Win the veto is probably the best option.
Seriously. Yeah.
So, obviously was emotional. He broke under pressure, and he's going to have a tough time. He ends up crying to, I think, Will, like, oh my God, I should have used the veto. If I had used the veto, Erica would probably still be here because she would have been backdoored early. Everything that I've been saying, pretty rough to see somebody crying about wishing they had made a big mistake, because that would have helped their game in Big Brother Canada.
Hashtag Canada strats, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was that situation where he starts realizing, oh, wow, the only way out would have been to just do it and let it happen. And honestly, the power of the edit would have maybe pulled through for them at that point. I mean, and here's the thing, Taryn, right? This is where I want people to understand how powerful this edit was. The Newfoundland contingent is a real threat. Like, I know that, Bruno and Rob were talking about how it's obvious it's Will. That goes to show you how much the Wednesday episode impacted these votes, because we had the Wednesday episode and then right after voting opens. So 51% Big Brother Canada released the stats, 51% out of 99. I don't know where that 1% went, but 51% was Ryan. So that's massive. And honestly, the only way to possibly save Erica would have been if she was on the block. But even then, it would have been post-veto, so I don't think that would have changed all that much.
Yeah, and I will say I am glad that they released the numbers. A part of the reason why I wanted to campaign for the no vote was to see what kind of reach that the internet community has. And we very much saw it's 12%. That's about as much as you can get. That's like, if you're trying to contradict the edit, you can get about 12% of the vote. So just basically not happening. The edit rules all, and the producers rule the edit. So yeah. The producers rule fan votes. That's basically what we've learned.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious at this point. And I just want to say, like, obviously, when you sign up to watch Big Brother Canada, you know that twists are rampant. You know that these things are going to happen. You know to expect someone big gets pulled out for a reason beyond their control completely. So I kind of went into this thinking this will happen, possibly. But just watching the way, because the fact that Ryan got saved of all people is where I'm baffed. Because anyone else would have won. I'm like, okay, they've got personality, they've got these DRs going, it's been fun. But Ryan, Mr. Carrot, got the veto, got the save. So it's amazing. It's amazing the powers of the 45-minute episodes per week.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. It's crazy stuff. And you know, there are annoying people that are like, oh, you know, it's Big Brother Canada, they do twists. Like, yeah, but they control the twists. It's like, you can say like, oh, like, why are you complaining about the producers interfering with the game? Like, I don't know. It might just be me, but I'd rather see an actual game, but yeah. You know.
And I mean, it's like one of those things, Taryn, where like you've always been on this stance and there's always been people who opposite you and say, well, you're never going to see that kind of game, so you better get with the times kind of thing. And it's like, sure, fair, but I'm still allowed to be upset when it happens. Like, it's never going to be less upsetting when you see someone just picked out of the game, completely out of their control. I mean, especially look at Erica's track record. She was available for eviction during the double and she was not safe for 5 minutes during this reign. That's as much as she's been not safe. So it's kind of amazing how she gets plucked out through no doing of her own. So it's hard to see.
Yeah, and it's also like, in the U.S., we don't have this problem. Obviously, there are twists. There are things that happen in the U.S. that aren't as good, but the U.S. is not nearly anywhere close to the level of interference and twists. And so it's kind of like people like living in the U.S. and then complaining about Russian elections and people being like, God, why are you complaining about Russian elections? It's always been that way. That's just how Russia operates. You need to let them be. Like, It's still kind of bullshit, though, right?
Like, you don't even go here, Karen. You don't even go here, man. Yeah, no, it's completely fair. I mean, we're entitled. Like, I feel enraged. It's not easy. It's not easy to stomach. I mean, again, I did mention earlier, it is when you sign up for BB Can, you know what to expect. Doesn't mean it'll still always hurt when it happens, regardless of seeing it coming or not.
Yes. So Johnny on the outs here, looking, things looking dire for Johnny. However, there is, or right now, even Paris and Maddie, who I theorized, I think it would be in Paris's benefit to save Johnny and use him. She actually would rather see Johnny go home. I think because she, I mean, there are a couple of different reasons why. I think Maddie looks at it as, Maddie obviously not the, you know, quote unquote mastermind that Paris is, looks at it as Ryan versus Johnny. And even though she has a grudge against Ryan and Ryan wants to see her go home, she would prefer Johnny to go home because Johnny's a more capable player. Paris, on the other hand, I'm not entirely sure. Paris might just like recognize that maybe it's impossible to get Allie or Liv to go home first. But obviously, Allie or Liv are much bigger threats to Paris's game than Johnny is. We'll see why in just a second. So I'm not entirely sure where Paris's rationale is coming from. I think she just sees that Johnny is a big threat, and maybe it's easy to get Dayla to target Johnny, so she might as well just do that. But we'll see how the week progresses with that in mind. She does propose that maybe Allie or Liv go up as a pawn, but her target is Johnny this week, for now at least. So that's not going to help Johnny anytime soon.
Yeah, no. And I think I want to say that the main reason why Paris is like moving in this direction is because she wants to keep her three safe. She wants to keep Maddie off the block. She wants to keep Will off the block. She wants to do what she did last week kind of thing. And the way she was talking to Dayla, she pitched it as, well, you need three. You need three to force a tie this week. You have me. You have Kayla. This is talking to Derek. You have me, you have Kayla. And I think Maddie will be good with us. Like, I don't trust Maddie 100%, but I trust that Maddie will be with us for this vote and probably the next one. So she wants to keep Maddie off the block, which that's first step. And then to try and keep Will off the block. She kind of also talks about how Will could be a vote for us too. But I think she knows that the easiest move right now for all of them to keep safe, for all of her people to keep safe, is to just put Johnny up. And Johnny's made such a big target, it would be easy to just give them what they want. And I think her main idea in my head and in the back of hers is probably put one of Allie or Liv up. Potentially she wants Liv gone, Allie gone more. But how is she going to put that in there without it seeming too obvious? And you mentioned she did that by trying to be like, well, maybe if you put one of them in as a pawn, that way you guarantee the votes, like we have the votes. And right before she goes in to have this conversation, she talks with Maddie and with Will about how we will have control of this game if we're not on the block. Mm-hmm. So that's the aim, right? Is to put the obvious targets in, tell them, yes, Johnny, Ryan, that sounds good by us too, or by me too. But if you need to put a pawn, maybe an Allie or a Liv, that way we keep them, we're garnering trust with them, basically trying to like backhand that. But Kayla saw right through that. Kayla kind of like immediately notices that Allie's name was brought up, even though I thought Paris did it pretty subtly.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, if I'm Paris, let's get through the other stuff first and then we'll talk about that. Getting ahead of myself here. Allie and Liv, they discuss that they're recognizing that Paris is in a great spot. And, this is obvious because they recognize that Paris's correct move here is to try and pick up Johnny. And so they want to preempt Paris and try and pick up Johnny themselves. And, they would love to see one of Paris, Maddie, or Will go home this week. Allie recognize, and I say they, I mean, mostly Allie. Allie recognizes that this is the move that she needs to make happen. I am impressed with Allie for seeing all of this. But then they make the attempt, they try to execute this plan and it just falls flat. She gets outplayed by Paris here. And, I really just feel like Allie in particular, obviously, but Allie and Liv, just they've really dropped the ball over the last 2 weeks. Turning Dayla against Johnny and Erica, did not make any sense for them because they don't have any connection to Paris, Will, and Maddie. And so playing Dela against Johnny and Erica would have been fine down the line. They had bigger fish to fry in the moment. And Allie just, she recognized it and tried to back off of it during the eviction while the twist was happening, but it was too little too late. She had already pushed Kayla too far in the direction of targeting Erica. And now she's really seeing the outcome of that failed strategy because Paris is closer to Dela than she is. And she really, really messed that up, I think.
I agree. I think they should have. I think to give her, to not like really shoot her down, she probably thought this week was set, right? So therefore, moving forward, she wants those two to kind of target one another, those two pairs. But yeah, the minute that twist happened, she tried to backtrack and she had already fed so much that it was too late to go back and she couldn't really put her foot down because obviously at that point, Kayla wants to make a move and she doesn't want to get rid of Will. So Erica being the only choice that would make sense for her at that point, it made sense. And as far as Allie goes, she definitely got outflanked by Paris. I feel like she kind of recognizes that Paris is doing essentially, or like they're both kind of playing a similar game, but that Paris is way better at it, clearly. And the fact that Paris has been able to keep Derek and Kayla so close and still keep good ties with them is going to spell doom for Allie and Olivia. They're lucky enough that in this scenario, there's a clear Ryan and Johnny that are going to go up. But then at the same time, that three and her and Liv are not. And those are clearly the other two sides to Dela. And it'll be interesting to see where it goes. I think that Allie's still going to try probably today to try and like change things up or have she wants to try and prep it so that if anything happens, Paris will go up. I think that's what she's going to try and pitch. I don't think it's going to work at all. So we'll see how that goes. And on the flip side, do I think Paris would be able to convince Dela to put up Allie or Olivia? I don't think it's completely impossible, but I still think it's more likely that a Maddie or a Will would end up on the block in that event.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of see this. I'm tempted to call it a double eviction because it felt like one. This twist situation last night, it reminds me a lot of Peter Brown's mistake in Big Brother Canada 1, where Emmett is HOH and Topaz is on the block. Peter wins the veto. Peter has the ability to save Topaz from the block. But in the moment, he capitulates to Emmett's will. That's really how I see how Allie decided to handle last night, where she made the decision that was not correct for her in the moment because she just felt too pressured and she didn't want to break her loyalty to Kayla. But unfortunately for her, Kayla has other loyalties and other priorities. So she should have just said, no, I'm not willing to vote Erica out in that moment, or just not voted her out in the first place.
Yeah.
Because look, even if she says, yes, I'll vote Erica out and then doesn't, that gives her so much leeway because if Erica is still in the house, you know, Erica and Johnny still both gunning for Dela because they just tried to put them up. You actually get to be in the spot. Even if Derek still wins, they have to contend with Erica and Johnny. They're much bigger threats than Allie and Liv, even if they lied to their face. So I feel like they really missed out on a big opportunity here and they're really feeling it this week.
Yeah, and I think moving forward, that's definitely going to be felt because if the two of them had made that vote happen, she would have stayed. The two would have gone after each other and you'll get exactly what you wanted and you're safe. You're fine because you're not going to be the bigger fish. But now that that pair has been halfened and like Johnny's clearly on the block, in any event that Johnny wins that veto, do I really think Ryan's going to go? I don't. I think Ryan now is getting more and more into that Spencer slot of he's probably going to always be on the block, says everyone. So let's just get rid of the person next to them and put Ryan back up again next week. Now I only have to put one person up per week, and that's nice.
Yes. So after Allie and Liv make an attempt to be like, hey guys, Paris is dangerous. She's trying to convince us to take out Johnny. I feel like maybe we should put Paris up on the block, or maybe somebody like Maddie or Will, like any of them. It just completely falls flat with Dayla. Paris ends up entering the conversations, and Paris guides them toward Ryan and Johnny as the nominees. Paris, as we mentioned, suggests potentially putting up Allie or Liv as a pawn in order to make sure they control the votes, which obviously means in order to make sure Paris controls the votes. Dayla does not bite on that, but you never know. It's certainly a possibility in the future. Obviously, this is if I'm Paris, I don't know if she's thinking this right now. I think right now she just wants to control the votes, but obviously the ideal situation for Paris is, you know, after Ryan and Johnny go up on the block, one of them wins the veto, Allie or Liv goes up in their place, and then Paris votes out Allie or Liv. She would be in a monstrous spot if she was able to pull that off. Again, I'm not sure she's thinking about it at the moment, and she'd also need to make sure she got Dayla on board for that decision, because otherwise she'd be potentially pissing them off where she doesn't have to. In the meantime, Johnny is talking to Will. Will has been asking Johnny all night, did you vote for me? Johnny has been denying it. He finally comes clean. He says, look, I'm sorry. In the heat of the moment, I just panicked and I lied. You and Erica were both my number ones. You know, that's why I loved the social aspect alliance. And obviously now that Erica's gone, you are my number one. And Will accepts the apology in the moment, but after after Johnny leaves, Will flips him off and he's like, I'm gonna get you. Will loves these grudges.
Yeah, no one can hold a grudge quite like Will. And it's kind of sad because listening to your update with Peely and how you're talking about the social aspect, and you're like, yeah, this seems like this is what they want. This is their final three. And within 24 hours, Johnny has neither moving forward, pretty much. It goes back to what we said at the start of the show. I think Johnny kind of made a mistake just in the moment, being shaken, just not wanting to have that confrontation right away of like, no, I didn't vote for you. And then to watch him, like, I watched the 10-minute video this morning of him going to both the rooms and confessing that he lied to both sides. And it was like late in the night. Ryan's like half asleep. Ryan's like, I was half asleep, buddy. Like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. But at the same time, you could tell like Paris is sitting there like, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm in the back of her head. Paris like, nice. You just dug yourself a little deeper.
Well, I think Paris was in, like, because what Paris was doing was like with Will, because she's trying to pull Will away from Johnny. Is she was like, even if he admits it now, though, it's too late. Like I think she would prefer for Johnny to continue to deny it. So Paris is like, oh great, now I have to like really reinforce that, like, oh, it was too late.
Got to work for it a little bit more.
Yeah,
but it's always nice to have their suspicions be confirmed at that point. So I feel like, moving forward now, it's just funny because I feel like if he had kept going, or if he clearly told the truth last night, it was done. Like, Johnny's name was brought up. Johnny's name is on the block. Like, I think these nominees are pretty much set in stone. And then with a backdoor possibility of Allie or Maddie or Will going up, one of those three. I think Olivia's not touching that block for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the important thing is that, because Johnny admitted it, it is possible for him to move forward with other people now. Like, when Veronica never admitted it, it was impossible for anyone to work with her moving forward because they all knew she was still lying to them. Even if people are mad at Johnny now, in a couple days, there's a clean slate, theoretically. So obviously, if you're in this situation on Big Brother and you've made the mistake that Johnny has, it's still better to come clean, in my opinion, if it's clear that you've been caught. Don't be a Veronica.
No, did no one be a Veronica, especially the way she tweets. Don't do any of that. Yes,
exactly.
Don't.
Yeah. don't brag about a fluke twist taking out the person that took you out.
Yeah, no, don't do any of that. Don't post videos of you chuckling about it. It's just not a good look for you, boo-boo.
Yes, all right. Anything else that we should talk about, Puya?
Not that I can think of. Obviously, there were, you know, they were in the backyard a little bit last night. I feel like it's interesting the way people are smoking in this house and the way some of them are ninjaing their way out of the cameras. I won't name names because clearly they don't want to be mentioned. Paris.
Yeah, Paris.
Yeah, she's like, it's amazing because like she full on used the body of other house guests to be away from the camera. And she's like doing a decent job until you flip camera and you see her anyways. Trying to think, was there anything else? No. Oh, there was the point where because like Johnny tried to talk up when he was in the midst of all this lying. He goes up to Daly. He's like, listen, just consider me a free person. Like, I'm not tied to anybody. I don't have anyone. And then that definitely bothered Olivia a little bit because Olivia made her way to the bathroom. Johnny was there alone. I was like, listen, I don't like that you're saying you don't have anyone. You have me. And I will go out of my way to prove to you that you have me, which I think was a very good job of from Olivia to like try and keep Johnny in their corner in the event that, you know, should Johnny win the veto and he's still here, he'll be good with Ali and Olivia, or Olivia specifically as well. And especially once Johnny, because I think Johnny still got good understanding, good perception. He can read a room. I think eventually Johnny will realize that, okay, Will may not be buying what I'm selling anymore. So it's good for him to know that, okay, Olivia will still buy what I'm selling because clearly she was upset that I said these things. So I think that was a good job by Olivia. Now, whether it was 100% game or just in the moment she was feeling it, so she had to say something, it'll work to her benefit. But yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting road to go ahead now, Taryn. I feel like for a lot of people, we kind of sense that it may be foregone. This week is obviously like we know what's going to happen. But at the same time, we saw Paris flip things last week within like a 5-minute conversation before the noms. The veto still has a lot of implications out there. The good news is we're not going to have to worry about a veto saving anybody this week, even though I think, you know, Johnny would have been probably saved. So it's just, let's just watch the game unravel the next day and let's see what happens in the morning.
We'll see what happens. Yes. Yeah, I do feel like you can tell the quality of the feeds by the length of the live feed updates. And I have a feeling that we're going to have some shorter ones this week. So that's I believe that's all we've got for you now. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, where I will update you again on everything happening on these live feeds. I will be talking to Erica later today. That will be coming out at some point later today. Let's see how that conversation goes. I'm feeling bad for her, so
yeah, definitely.
We'll see how she's handling it. Plus a lot of questions we can ask of Erica. And then, of course, Monday, Rob will be live after the nomination episode of Big Brother Canada 6. And stay tuned for June on the Taryn Show.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. I was so happy to hear when you're excited when you announced that. So I'm really excited to see how that goes. Taryn, one question from me to you. So what do you think the jury's being, man? What's the jury going to be this season?
In terms of like
numbers, how? No. What is it going to consist of? How many people?
Well, Arissa said that starts next week, so I imagine it's seven person jury.
Seven person jury. You think Canada's not going to have a vote? So you think that's out of the window at this point?
I assume so, unless they're like, oh, Canada gets two votes.
Yeah, and I thought about that. Like, that doesn't make any sense. How does Canada get two votes? And then I thought, you know, what would be horrible would be if Canada gets a vote and then the pre-jury people combined get a vote. I mean, they all have been tweeting, we're not done. I know that was trolling, but in my head, I was like, oh, you want to make it worse? Give all these bitter Bettys a voice too. That'll go over real well. Although I do kind of now want to see that pre-jury roundtable where Dan comes in and has to talk with Veronica, Marin, Erica, Jesse, and all of these clowns. They're trying to figure out who they're voting for. So I think seven. I think seven without Canada. Most likely at this point.
Yeah.
Would be a fair bet. Yeah.
I think so too. So That's what we've got for you today. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren, at PuyaIsm. You can find us on rawphysiowebsite.com and all of that good stuff. Subscribe. Yeah, and rate the podcast. I don't usually say that on the Big Brother stuff, but give us some ratings. Let us know you love the updates. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.